I teased. Like fruit and sun rays. This time she did pause, the corner of her lip rising. Well, you smell like alcohol. I scowled at her. She gripped my chin with her thumb and forefinger, and my skin suddenly throbbed with cold. She jerked her hand away. Sorry, I forgot about... She moved her hand so that the ever-shifting ring of shadows over her thumb didn't touch my skin any longer. The ring where she had trapped an angel. You know, I would really like to inspect that soon, I told her, just to make sure there isn't any risk in you wearing it. She also wore a long, thick chain around her neck, and on it hung a large silver signet ring, the Seal of Solomon, something just as dangerous. Callie rolled her eyes, leaning back to the table to scoop up another tube of tan cream. You want to weaponize it. I opened my mouth to argue, thought about it, and then sighed. Well, that too. She was silent for a few moments, humming to herself as she rifled through the never-ending collection of creams and powders. It's probably a good idea, she finally said. And I could tell that that was as far as the topic was going to go tonight, so I dropped it. She leaned in close, another whiff of her perfume, or maybe it was just her natural pheromones translating to a pleasant smell in my mind. Do I really smell like booze? Because I'll probably run into the mayor, and that's not the impression I'd like to give him. She laughed lightly. When I said you smelled like alcohol, it was actually a compliment. Oh? You're into alcoholics? She gave me a stern look. Careful, or I'll mess up your eyelash extensions. I stiffened in horror. She was giving me extensions? She burst out laughing, placing a hand on my shoulder. I'm only kidding. But your scent, it's more earthy. Now you're talking. Boozy and dirty. She growled, and I saw her eyes flicker with an almost chrome sheen. It's an herbal thing. You smell like... She leaned back, glancing down at her hands. I don't know how to explain it. It's a romantic concept beyond smell. Like... anise and fennel, a musky, natural whiff. Seeing my grin grow, she sighed, closing her eyes to think about it. She opened them after a moment, looking more committed. It makes me feel like we're stuck on an island, and that you know how to take care of anything, like confidence and protection, earthy, like you are one with the land, musky, like the prey you hunt, savage. A wild protector, she sighed, setting the tube back down. I'm fumbling here, but it just makes me feel safe, and I'm not accustomed to looking elsewhere for safety. I nodded, thinking about it. I had some absinthe earlier. Maybe your brain is just trying to translate that into an emotional response, I suggested. Like me saying you smell like strawberries and sunshine. She placed a finger over my lips. Or you smell like a sexy caveman, and this cavewoman likes it. I grinned. Yeah, that sounds bet... Someone rapped on the door politely, my five-minute reminder, interrupting me. Callie burst out laughing. That, she giggled, pointing at my face. That look matches the scent perfectly. She tugged the tissue paper from between my shirt collar and skin, a precaution to not stain my white shirt, and rather than tossing it in the trash, she incinerated it with a quick flare of fire, using her magic openly. She leaned in, adjusted my tie slightly, and locked eyes with me. I want you to look at me three times while you're on stage. Try to seduce me from afar. I grinned wolfishly. Oh, this was new. Callie nodded, her white hair tickling her jaws. Her white and silver dress made it look like she was wearing chrome body paint. Not that it was inappropriate, but more that she just owned the dress so completely it seemed a part of her, transforming her into an avenging angel. It will keep you focused and make you appear confident to